Okay, we are in Klach of Zion. I looked for Yaakov's piece. I'll find it yet. I know it's marked off in my volume, but I have so many pieces marked off that it's tough. But I'll find it in the session. Okay, we're up to Dalet, I believe, right? Okay, that's something that we come into contact with. Beye zachash nitlishu v'adayim he mechubarim b'kisan. The question here is what's called Eva Menachai, things that are organs contained within the skin of the body but detached from their chius, whether that's called Eva Menachai. I mean, obviously later they shech the animal and they take it out, that's where it becomes an issue. So he's saying the case of the testicles that are still inside, yesh bay miktsas chius, ulechein eine masriach, it doesn't decay. So obviously it has some sort of chiyas. Afa became osala eichloi meminik shenobi yisrael shalechob neishan doimala eva menachai. Okay, I wasn't aware that that's something that's eaten bechlal. Generally in the United States, we don't eat the inner organs except for the liver. I think if I recall correctly, I heard that in certain states it's against the law, and in certain states it's just not practical. What they do is they use it for dog food. They have it in one of the Batei Shechita. They have a trap door. It's like a slide, and they open the trap door, and all the inner organs go down there, and then they They really do.
I went to Eilat one summer, and I was looking for
Eilat is not Eretz Yisrael. In Israel, you mean?
Yeah,
but it's not Eretz Yisrael. Eilat is not Eretz Yisrael. Israel. It's Israel. It's not Israel. It's not part of Israel.
That's
where it's Chutzlaret.
They had a good tulga and everything. And
they serve Bei Zachar?
Yeah.
And you...
I walk right out. Understand.
It's also, we hope it's us.
No, it's detached. No, it's mutter. It's a healthy animal. It's mutter. Yeah. It's mutter.
But if it was geshefted, you want to eat both of them.
Yeah, you can eat it. You can eat it. It's interesting. It says in halacha that eating the heart of an animal is kashla shikha. And when I learned here at Eber of Palm in 1980, I asked Rav Palm about salami, which at that time had the hearts. Rav Palm said to me, "Salami? That's not healthy. You shouldn't eat that." Since then, I haven't had salami or a frankfurter. I ate other not healthy foods. So I don't do it because it's not healthy. I do it because my Rebbe told me not to.
You don't eat frankfurters either.
I haven't eaten since then. I don't believe I've eaten a frankfurter or a salami or a turkey roll. I eat.
What?
Turkey roll is different. But anyway, it's...
Even cocktail franks?
Even cocktail franks. Even cocktail franks that my wife makes. I do it not because it's not healthy, because my Rebbe told me to do it. So it's not... If you're talking about to eat potato chips today, that's okay, but in those days would have been harder. Okay, anyway, hey. Aver Ibasar Hamadul Dalam. Okay, this is something which is it's academic in the sense that it doesn't come up, but it's a sugya in Shas. The status of Aver Ibasar Hamadul Dalam of limbs of an animal that are hanging, that are partially attached. The question is if they're considered to be still alive, part of the live animal. It's an afkamina for tuma. It's an afkamina for eva menachai. If yachal lazar v'lachayos, if it can heal and can come back to life, so to speak, in nishchata behema mutter, and you shecht the behema, then it's not eva menachai, and these evarim become mutter. V'mesa habehema, if the animal died, it's nevela. Ein elokal lo mishum eva menachai, elo mishum nevela. It's part of the animal. If it's a part of it, it's a limb that will never, is not able to
rejuvenate
or to become healed.
Microsurgically.
Well, microsurgically, you can only do it within before the cells die. Once you have the cells die, you can. Imesa habehema misa isanipal. There's something called misa isanipal. Misa makes it disattached. Then it is eva menachai. Misa isanipal means the animal dies. It's as if the things that died first fell off. If it nishchet ha-behema, ha-ever asa mid-rabana, mishum mitzvahs parush, the doyma le'eva menachai. It's something which is parush, which is separated. It's doyma le'eva menachai. It's not really eva menachai. Al-menatayra muta, dein shchita oisa nipol. It's a sugi in Cholin, that shchita does not make it as if it was attached, or shalom, mishun naimer da'avilu kvar nofel mechayim, ze loy amrinan. V'kena shchita mitar oisa ever. So shchita will be mitar any ever, even it can't come back alive. Ela midrabanan aser. Ulah Rambam aser min haTorah. Ela de'im by Malkus. The Rambam shchita is that the ever amidol does isa de'iraisa, just no Malkus. Kasa prichadish the roi lahech mekedvarav. What's the difference? If it's the rabbi said the rabbanan linyan safik. As in lachum rele de'yazu. I think it's Eva Menachai. If they reattach it, then it won't be Eva Menachai. It's interesting. I'm saying it'll be Asa Mishal Eva Menachai, and you can make it not Asa, that's Takana Mestaver. That was my explanation. Ramosha has this truva about the Kain who has the finger that became detached. Ramosha Shaila is by a Kain if you could reattach it. A Kain is not allowed to touch an Eva that's severed from a body. So Ramesh is interesting heter. He says the stump of the finger that's reattached to the finger only touches the finger in a base of storm, in a place that's not open to the air. There's no isser. The isser of touching tum is only in the exposed parts of the body. If a kohen swallowed a ring that's tameh, it doesn't. It's in a stomach. Even if he's tar, has nothing to do with the ring. If somebody touches him tummy in the stomach is not metame him. So, matter of fact, I think the Gemara says that a dog that ate nevela, that would be metame. As long as the dog is alive, it's not metame. Once the dog dies, so then the nevela inside is considered to be exposed. Anyway, Moshe writes this in the tshuva that the finger can be reattached. He doesn't address the question that after it's reattached, whether he can touch the finger with his other hand. And what I mentioned then was this idea based on a Mishnah in Zeron,
and Taras.
Yeah.
And he reattaches it.
Yeah.
Avada is considered like a goof.
So you have something that's tummy that becomes tar. The finger, when it was detached, is tummy, and now it becomes tar? The answer is yes. It says that if you have a fruit that's tummy, you take the seed and you plant it, that seed itself is tar. Not only the tree that grows from it, but the seed itself. So Rav Gedalia Shor, in his piece on Parshas Parah, I believe, says that chiyus is the biggest metayer. It brings the pasuk in Iyav, I think it is, meat. It's in Iyav, meat ain't tar, mitame, haloi echad, that only God can make things tar from tame, chiyus. And the Gemara says it, or the Medrash says it, about a baby. A baby that's born, it should be tame. A born baby comes out with dam. The dam is tamei, and makar makayme tamei. Even the womb is tamei, and the baby is formed from shechves era, which is tamei. And yeah, when a baby is born, the baby is tar. Mi ten tar mitamei. Then a tamei thing could turn into tar.
What about the transplant finger? If something goes ahead,
be the same thing.
And what?
Same thing. The tara is matar. No, but if the word is the tara is the chiyus is the matar. If it's true that the chiyus is metar, which in the ifar halacha we have the makar from
that would be your limb, but it means somebody else's limb is me.
Why? If you take something off a tree and you attach it to another tree, it's still once it has the chiyus, it's part of a living tree. The living trees are not tameh.
So the limb goes from tameh to tar.
So it's interesting.
And so does the kohen, because before it would have been a psul, right, for doing avoda. Now he's kosher.
I mean, he becomes a balmum that was healed. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's
so
true. That's true. That's right. That's right. It goes from being a Balmum to Ice Balmum. Okay. Back to the Eivor HaMedoldel. Okay, this is the sugya of Eivor HaMedoldel. It's interesting that in Shas there's quite a bit about a human being with Eivor HaMedoldel. Baruch Hashem, it's not, well, in animals it's not common because they don't let you shecht any animal that's not perfectly healthy. But,
Say it again. So even if it's not from the
Treifus. It's not doing treifus, right? It's not doing treifus. The Eber Medoldo is the Shabbat the Eber itself, about eating that Eber.
You can't eat an animal that had
Eber Medoldo. You can eat the animal, but not the Eber Medoldo. Vav. Arichas on the topic. I see I marked it, so it must have been a Shiloh once. Let's see. Hadim afagina beinim yachalaza v'lechiyais oiloi. This which should make a difference if the Eber HaMedoldo could be reattached and come alive or not. Hainu dafka b'medoldo mamish. Dainu shenekar memakayim legamri yamuchubar k'tzas. That is mostly detached and only partially attached. Aval. Im nishbar etzem bebehem of a'if. If a bone broke in an animal or a bird, b'mokim she'enoi oisa treifa, k'muvul el klach of dalid, in a place where it does not make a treifa, k'goyin she'nishbar gaf ha'if, rochik min haguf, such as the wing. If you have a broken wing in an animal, not near the body, b'mokim she'enoi oisa treifa, k'muvul el klach of dalid, gaf ha'if, rochik min haguf, u'k'yo yitzvay medina, im oru basa chayfen es rubai, if the bone doesn't protrude from the skin, it's surrounded by skin and flesh, ha'aver osamid rabbanan, then the aver, let me skip the line, im aru basa chayfen es rubaik, v'vorshem esimin gimel, af ha'aver mutter, just like we said by the testicles, as long as it's completely surrounded by flesh, it's mutter, v'im ein aru basa chayfen es rubaik, ha'aver osamid rabbanan, then the aver itself is awesome. So I'm not sure what this would look like. Think about a flegel. A broken bone of a bird is not, a broken wing bone is not a type of treifa. Now, the halacha is, if the wing bone protrudes from the skin, then it's the broken wing bone protrudes from the skin. It's also for a totally different reason. With chayshish, when the animal flapped its wings, that it might have made a hole in its lungs. The protruding bone may have pierced the chest and made a hole in the wing, in the lung. But if it's surrounded by flesh, it wouldn't have made a hole in the lung. A broken flegel is not a treifa. If, however, it's totally detached, I don't know what that means, it's removed somehow, then it becomes a aver separated, and, yeshesim yesh matirin, to give it to a guy even, I'll say, v'menachai, And certainly for a yid, it's awesome. So that's his halacha. And I don't know how it would look in a wing, in a gaf ha'if. I don't know what it would look like. What would it look like that the bone, it's a broken bone, it's a broken bone. But he's saying it's detached, it becomes like a eiver menachaya. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that means. I have here in my older years in my Chochmas Adam, I have here two pages. Or three already. But these are all the treifa shailos that ever come up. Now, Rabbanim today don't get too many treifa shailos. So this one is a polka, all the possibilities. The polka and the heel. And these are the wings. What's the third page? Oh, Eva Menachai, look at that. Okay. So anyway, okay, I'll believe that. I'll look through it. I don't know that it comes up a case of a detached wing that is more than just a broken wing. I don't know what it means detached. It's very strange. It means, detached means like it's shaken around inside. It's not connected on either end. That's what it means. Because it doesn't affect the life of the animal. The animal could live that way for a long time. Why would it die? So it goes for a walk to look for its food. I mean, you can feed it. Dying, if an animal is locked in a box and it's going to die of hunger, it doesn't make it a treifa. A treifa is where the injury causes death. And the injury doesn't really cause death. Okay, so he says, v'chei mashma das ha-shach, simem heiskan yirav, simsan besukat and gimel, v'tzarch lachtech ha'aver kulay. In such a case, you have to remove the aver. I'm skipping the parentheses. Mishum she'yesh le'tzam tzein lachtech kol kach she'bevadei li'yishar me'aver ha'asar. If you have such an aver, which is detached within the skin, you have to remove it in a way that you're sure you got it all off. You have to cut it before you salt it. If you salt it together, salting causes bleas to travel. Before you salt it with the behemah of the yif. Now, this part I underlined, so let's see. Because when I learned it a few years ago, I felt it was important. If the break went out of the skin that surrounds it, even just once during its life, even though roiv of it is connected, but a little bit of the broken bone sticks out, aser. So then the animal is aser, as I said before, because we're afraid it pierced the lung. Even though if it goes out, the minig is to cut off the aver and to throw it away. I had marked down here that I saw in the Beis HaShechita they do that when I went to watch the Shechita in Empire, one of the places I went, that when they find this, they throw it out. If it protruded at some time, and the chashash is only that it made a hole in the lung, so we don't answer because we salt it with the others. Afilu leka samach. Koshken hecha de in reyesa ba'oru basar v'chazav v'nikshar. Elo she nikshar shever al shever. Okay, do you have the abbreviation there? Okay, it's al shever, something yafa that it got reattached. Alright, this means if you cook the chicken already and you have this broken wing, so even though the broken wing we're gonna cut off and throw out, if it's detached from the animal, but the things next to it are not aser. However, if you had a broken wing that healed well, then it's not aser. Elo shloi nikshar shever al shever. If it didn't get reattached well, yesh lahatir afilu ha'ever gufe. Once it healed, it's mutar v'chein afilu ha'echad yotza bevadei lechutz. The tzar samach betavshul. If certainly it protruded, you need shishim in the tavshul. I bitzli umalicha negdai in lahachma vayhechad ein sam bachaticha negdai loy bachaticha nas nevela kedin iser davuk. All right, this is already an involved thing. Let me explain the idea. I just explain it once because we're going to have it again. Kamavur b'din chaticha nas nevela. There's a rule of chaticha nas nevela, which is that if something is treif, give you an example. You have in an animal you have a pot with a lot of, you're making a chicken soup. And in the chicken soup, there's one thing that's treif, but there's 60 against that one item that's treif in the pot. So there's no iser. If the thing that's treif is dovok, the definition of dovok has to be explained, but it's attached to another piece. And that other piece is connected to it. By an iser davuk, we say the bliya goes there first. Normally, if it's in the pot, the whole 60 is mevatel. And it's all mutter. Even though it goes, if it's on top, it goes to the ones nearest first. It doesn't matter. Say, milk spritzes into a pot. So we say, well, whatever you see, you scoop out, but it dissipates and it spreads in the whole pot evenly. And we don't say that the top of the soup is also, we say things spread evenly, except by an iser davuk. If something is connected to something else, we say it goes to that piece first. That creates a big problem for Ashkenazim, not for Svaradim. Ashkenazim paskin, chaticha nas nevela. That means that if you have something the size of a bean that's treif, in a big soup, should be mutter. But that bean is davuk, to a flegel, to a portion of chicken. You know, we have to explain davuk, but let's say it is davuk. Then that piece of chicken becomes aser. Now you need shishim against that piece of chicken because chaticha nas nevela. Because that chicken becomes nas nevela, becomes as if it's treif itself. And now you don't have shishim in the whole pot can negate that. So that's the rule. That, Svardim only hold chaticha nas nevela by basa b'chalav, not by other isurim. We hold it by all isurim. And it's a big chumrah. So he's saying that chumrah you don't have to hold by this detached flegal bone. Kiva the nasa nevela, That piece of chicken, we're going to aser. Chadich nasavel v'machmer. But it's a davik v'machmer. But chadich nasavel, now you need shishim against the whole thing, that would not machmer. Okay, that's this this rule. I don't know if I'm being clear. But
whatever was traced in that pot that came off,
yeah,
is it nicker?
No, if it would be nicker. The piece is nicker, but where it's spread, those are bleas, that's not nicker.
No, no, but if the piece is nicker, isn't batul b'shishim only where it's not nicker among the
Else? Even when it's batul b'shishim, the piece that's nicker, you still have to throw out. That's true.
Not only that, it's not...
But the bittul b'shishim, no. The bleas are still bittul b'shishim. If you're cooking a milk soup and a piece of chicken falls in, that piece of chicken is awesome no matter what. You gotta get rid of it. And don't spoon it out with a spoon. You're gonna make the spoon treif also. But the milk is soup. If it has shishim against that meat, the soup is mutter. Okay. Chatich nas nevel is a basic idea. It's an idea that something that becomes aser for purposes of measurement takes on its own identity. We call it chanan in yeshiva. Chatich nas nevel, ches no nun. It gets its own name.